And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show for you today. We got the boys, Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna. They're here for the big Tuna Wars, Friends of Rollo, Fishing Tournament, Captain's Meeting, Celebration. We're going to be having a great time talking fishing and talking some Wicked Tuna. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, what a crazy show ahead of us today, Rick.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we're very excited to have the boys in here talking fishing all the way back from the other side of the country. Paul Hebert, Dave Marciano, Wicked Tuna. Boys, good morning. Thanks for coming in here.
Good morning. Thanks for flying us out.
Good morning. Nice to see everybody again, once again.
What a fun annual tradition this has become. It's kind of, you know, our yearly check to get to find out what's going on in the world of you boys and the great fishing. And just, man, I'm going to just not say another word before I say it. Thank you again so much. You guys donate your time to coming out. We all love getting to go fishing with you. We love catching up and hearing the stories about what's going on in the world of the hard merch and, you know, the Wicked Pissa and all the great fishing and fun that you guys do. It's so much fun, but you're out here for the raddest cause in fishing, and that's raising money for Friends of Rollo, which just does nothing except take kids out fishing. And I just really, really appreciate it and want to say thanks for you guys doing that.
Very welcome. We started this back at the old Fred Hall show.
Yeah.
That's how this all started.
All started. You did the first season just you,
I
right?
did it by myself. And after we went on the fishing trip, I went on the trip with the kids. And that's what did it. I was like, I got to call Dave. I got to see if I can get someone else out here. And this is how it snowballed. But my hat's off to all you guys that have everything to do with this Friends of Rollo. You guys do all the work. We just fly out here and get a suntan.
We're just here to look pretty, right?
Well, That's it.
It's such a cool organization because there's no, they don't do anything else. They just send kids out fishing in the best of ways. And it doesn't matter if it's the most underprivileged group of kids from the inner city or a group of kids from the highest end, you know, neighborhood in town on the beachfront. If you got a group of kids, friends of Rollo will get the boat together. They'll get the charter paid for. They'll get whatever it is, good, bad, or indifferent. They send kids fishing, period. And it's just such a rad group. And I just love that you guys are so gracious to support it, too. It's awesome. It's a good deal.
The kids need this right now after being stuck in home for 2 years.
Cooped up, right?
Yeah, it's been tough.
All of us were cooped up.
This is good. Put down the electronics and grab a fishing rod and wet a line.
Yeah, I like that.
Right?
So what's going on in the world of Wicked Tuna, you guys? How was the season? How's the show? I mean, it's been, I was, you know, we were BSing before the show, finished 11 seasons already. What an awesome and cool run this has been.
We're very fortunate to be in the place we're at right now. It gives us opportunity to come out here.
Totally.
I mean, it was a long, struggling season for me because it was a new boat. At the end of the season, I kicked it into high gear, got the boat put together, and did very, very well.
That's great. Dave, yeah, you were saying it was a great season of fish.
Yeah, you know, overall, the fishing was good. Remember, when you guys see the show, you're seeing, you know, a snapshot of our overall season. So what you see on the show, you know, we live and die in the audience's perception.
Sure.
What happens, you know, for the 8 weeks or so, this camera's on the boat. And look, we've all had a run with it, too. Everyone.
Well, I'm sure.
You know, sometimes we joke about it. You know, you catch the curse of the camera, right? You could be catching three a week, and they bolt the cameras down on the dashboard to start filming, and all of a sudden you go on a dry run.
Oh, totally.
Right? It's fishing.
Totally.
Let's face it, right? And you go on a dry run, and you can't catch one in 2 weeks, right? Now, in TV world, that's not going to translate into a winning season,
yeah,
right?
Right.
But it's fishing, and, you know, just like Paul. Paul had some tough go of it for a while they were filming. And then as soon as they pulled the cameras off the boat, there wasn't a guy in the city catching anything close to what he was catching.
I was crushing it. It was the best run I've ever had in my lifetime.
Every day. True, and that's a lifetime of doing it.
Right. Fishing in my life. Yeah. I've never had a run like that in history.
And we watched him do it. Right?
Everybody did.
Except we, meeting, you know, now the cameras are gone.
Yeah, sure.
They filmed Wicked Tuna, and, you know, the rest of us are there watching Paul. And, you know, so it's just, the point is, we're all very fortunate to be a part of the show.
Totally.
That's a great opportunity for all of us, any of the boats on the show. It's opportunity of a lifetime. Obviously, we're all, you know, trying to do the best we can with that opportunity in our own ways. You know, and again, being a part of something like this or some of the other things. Or, you know, all the boats are, you know, always doing different things for different charities or groups and organization. It kind of comes with the turf when you get notoriety that comes along with something like we're doing. So it's always great to find good avenues to give back a little. And I think you'll find that with all the captains on the show. You know, they're all willing to give back in some way. We all have our little causes that we wind up embracing, you know, for Paul and I, Friends of Rollo has been one. You know, so it's just a great opportunity overall as individuals.
That's awesome. Right? Well said. So. And you're both family guys. You know it. You get to see how exciting it is, both from your personal life of family, but also getting to do charters and the excitement that kids have fishing. I mean, there's something that's extra special about it. Catching a fish is always cool. Yeah. Getting to watch a kid do it, whether it be for the first time or a big one or whatever it might be, it certainly adds an extra level to it.
The world has been in a really tough spot for a couple of years, and it's probably going to be like this for a couple more years before it's straight. Out. These kids, I've been watching it firsthand. They want to sit on iPads and, you know, the little games. They have to get outside and get active. If they're not playing baseball or football or hockey, they're sitting in the house and they want to go in that room and play video games.
Right.
They got to get involved. Like, and there's nothing better than wetting a line.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
No doubt.
Think about it when you were a kid. Think back. If your dad said, would you like to go fishing? You'd light up.
It's all I lived and breathed. That's what we did. There's no doubt.
You give a child a fishing rod with a little hook and some bait, and you let him throw it in a pond, and he catches a fish, That kid's gonna want to go fishing every single day.
Yeah, he's gonna be stuck like the rest of us, and we every extra buck you make, a new rod, a trip, or whatever it'll be, a couple extra MC swim baits.
Like, that's what passion, it is.
No doubt. You know? Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of fishing, West Coast, you know, working the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing, we get to see, like, Dave is becoming a regular guy out here at West Coast, and you do at least a trip a year fishing with us now, fish Royal Polaris, I know, just about every year, and other trips too. You've really got your West Coast roots starting to take in out here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting, given the context of the conversation. When I was a kid, right, and me and my buddy, my first commercial, you guys know I'm a commercial fisherman, right, first and foremost. My first commercial operation was me and my buddy used to go to the local golf course and fish the bass in the water traps,
the golf,
right?
Response, okay.
Right? And then we realized that the golfers would give us a quarter for the balls, you know, if we fished them out of the water, right? So again, that was our first commercial enterprise. We'd start out the morning fishing. When the golfers showed up, we sell them the golf balls. We gathered while we were wading around in the water, right? Little kids. And then on the way home, we would stop at the used bookstore, right? And we would buy used copies of, I think it was Saltwater Sportsman at the time, right? They were used copies. It was a used bookstore for a dime, and we'd get those. And then we'd go hang out at my mom's house, and we'd be laying on the dining room floor. I remember it distinctly, me and my buddy. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He passed away. But, you know, and back then, the Royal Polaris was brand new. And we read about these offshore long-range trips and what was, you know, and someday we're going to go do that, right? And then, you know, life happens. And that kind of all got put on hold. And then again, through the opportunities that have happened, I'll be the first to admit, it's because of all the opportunities that have happened because of the show, I had the opportunity to revisit that dream.
Oh,
right?
Cool.
So for me, you know, I guess this year will be the fifth year in a row. And let's face it, you know, those long-range trips are the pinnacle of the sport fishing industry, right? No matter where you are, you know, people talk about those long-range trips in San Diego, right? It's literally the pinnacle of the fishery. And it's funny, any of you guys who know out here, you know, tackle is everything. The first year I did that trip, all the guys loaned me rods, and I had a bag of tackle that was just a canvas L.L. Bean bag and a big tangle. And, you know, if you go on a long-range trip, you know, everybody's got the gear out there. And that was my first, you know, season. But now, you know, thanks to working with Accurate and Ben Seacrest and all the people, Seeker Rods, United Composite Rods, you know, I got all the stuff.
Yeah, you got
now.
The gear now.
Now I'm comparable. With you. I got my 25 rods, too.
I'm going to ride your coattail. For sure.
You know, you got to have 25 rods to catch three fish if you're going to do it right.
Yeah, you're right, too, because that's such a part of the culture, the box and where it goes and all the gear. And, and the reality is most of these trips, you could get it done with what would fit in a brown paper bag, lunch sack. But, you know, we're fishermen, and, like, the rest of the box is for the what if. Well, what if they're on the jig, and what if I lose three of this, and I got to have an extra couple of, what if I need this, you know, like, yeah.
I catch the same amount of fish now with all that stuff. You know, it takes a whole cart now. You guys know the landing carts, right? All my junk takes up a whole cart. There's no more sharing with another guy anymore. That's how much junk I've acquired.
So what that means is, like, you're a you got it. Yeah, you're no longer.
So you have a storage unit out here?
No, actually, yeah.
Ben's house.
Accurate reels. Ben used to let me keep it at his house, but his garage was getting too full. So now they got me storage right at the Accurate facility.
They sent me some bait reels.
They had to
reels.
Send me to the factory to store my junk.
That's cool.
They sent me some bait reels last year, the year before last. They're the nicest bait reels I've ever used.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they were nice. And thanks to Dave for...
And that,
have them do that.
Boy, talk about approving grounds for tackle. The fishing that you guys do puts gear under the most extreme conditions. Yeah. I'm sure
we kill them.
Successes and failures in every product that exists. I'm sure that is that big fish fishery with the amount of drag you fish and the amount of heat that you put on fish. That is an ultimate proving ground.
It's a lot of weather. Our stuff takes a beating. I mean, the weather just smokes everything we own.
What is the fishing season for you guys? And, like, where does that fall with the good weather, the bad weather? I mean, is the best fishing in the poorest of weather? Do you get a little bit of everything? Like, what is the time of year that you guys do your big fish fishing?
Usually in the fall is the best for us because all those tunas come down from Canada. They start grouping up and migrating. So that's when we really do good. There's no cameras around. There's no TV. They're gone by the middle of September.
Okay.
Right when it starts, that's right in the middle of September is when things start.
Right. And the problem we have, it's like that's when, you know, we pick up charters again.
Okay.
We all do charters before filming and after filming.
Uh-huh.
You can visit my website is angelicafisheries.com for charter fishing.
Mine's Wicked Piss of Fishing.
Wicked Piss of
Fishing. So there's actually an opportunity for people listening to come out fishing with you.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. What a fun and unique experience, too. And same deal. You just show up with the sunscreen and your gear. You provide the gear, provide everything else.
Oh, except now, wait a minute. We get this all the time, too. We ain't going to spoil you guys like this West Coast fishing. Bring your own damn cooler and your own damn food and your own damn soft drink. I ain't cooking cheese.
We don't have you don't have Royal Polaris breakfast, lunch, dinner, a couple snacks in between.
There's no 3 meals a day.
Three meals? I know you fish with RP. That's a 5-mealer.
If you want a snack, look. If you want a snack... My theory is caffeine plus nicotine equals protein. So I'll give you a coffee and a cigarette and be done with it.
And call it a day.
He actually has a freezer on his boat. I'm going over there for a pop.
I believe that just fine. What a cool experience. And how fun. And so when does the charter season work for you guys versus filming? Like, what's the timeline like for your fishery?
In April, we do the bottom fishing. Like, Dave does a lot of it. He's, like, the best one out there.
You had said that well before the microphone started, that nobody has that fishery wired like Dave does.
Dave knows the bottom. He's been a bottom fisherman since he's been a kid. So that's all you got to know is the bottom, and it takes years.
I'm sure.
And it costs a lot of money and time losing your nets and your gear over and over again.
And that's a yanking and cranking fun fishery, lots of action type.
Yeah. You know tuna fishing is one thing.
Sure.
That's spectacular, and it can be the most exciting thing you've ever done in your life. Or in the days when we don't get a fish, it can be the most boring.
Sure.
Because remember, unlike here. You know, we operate with the idea if we get one bite today,
right?
We've had a good day,
right?
Right. You're not going to catch 10. You're not going to catch 30. When we're giant fishing, if you get one bite, you're doing good. And then if you land it, you're doing really good. Right? Now, when I bought a fishery, though, it's very similar to your, you know, the rockfish fishery here, right? It's, you know, deep water, a couple hundred feet.
Mm-hmm.
You got a big, heavy, you know, 16-ounce sinker on there, a high-low rig. The fish average probably from 3 to 7 pounds, so nothing spectacular. But it can be hot and heavy.
You
right?
catch them doubles. Good. I mean, right. that's sure. beautiful.
When it's good, and they're very good eating. And the way it works in New England, we start that in April. Now, remember, back home, we don't have the beautiful weather like you guys do all winter long. We've been snowed in all winter. Everybody's got cabin fever.
Yeah, ready to go.
Right? So as soon as the spring and the weather starts to break, guys, you know, we have a great following for our bottom fishing trips. And, again, I've had an edge because of all my years of hauling gill nets and long lines and dragging back home in Gloucester. That's my little niche. And those are, like, my favorite trips. If you do visit our website... You know, again, catching tuna, we do that. September, October is the time you want to book. That's the best roll of the dice. The weather can be sketchy out there. It's fall in New England. Winter's coming again. But the bottom fish trips I like because everybody's having fun.
Yeah.
Everybody's holding a rod in their hand. Everybody's dropping down. Even on a slow day, you're catching shorts, you're catching keepers. We get the music cranking.
The rod's bent all day.
You're ribbing your buddy when something comes off.
My clients, you know, you know, if the clients are enjoying themselves, it's easy for me as a charter boat captain to enjoy myself as well, right? And, you know, we got a great crew. The crew you see on my boat, you don't see on the show. You got to remember in real life, I run the Falcon. The kids run the hard merchandise. We team up for the show because it's for your entertainment.
Sure.
Like, I get it. People know us, and it's Captain Dave fishing with his kids. But in real life, the kids do a fine job.
They do a great job.
That's awesome. They made their statement this year.
They're awesome
kids.
Saw
it on the show when they did okay in their own. Now, this year.
Yeah, you guys have no idea what these kids are capable of.
Here's a great story. This year, though, to make their mark,
they did.
They caught the first fish in the harbor. They came. This all started about 10 days ago. The fish just showed up in Gloucester. They came in on one day with the first fish in the harbor.
Mind you, it's three a day right now.
Right. Now, mind you, and actually, Ben Seagrass was there for that. He came out. We were talking. He may or may not have set us up with some more little West Coast secrets stuff that you might see in the upcoming season. But anyway, Ben Seacrest was there for the very first fish in the city.
How cool.
Right? The next day, they came in with three. Then they came in with two. They were all told they wound up with about 16 fish in 7 days of fishing. Guys from New Jersey were calling me because they heard about what the kids were doing. So I'm mighty proud of those kids.
How does that make you feel? During that
whole time frame, all right, the kids got 15. You know how many I had? Four. Right? Now, granted, though, like I had a lot of my bottom trips. I was still in the middle of bottom fishing. I have a lot of, but you know, the kids were breaking my balls, and quite frankly, I'd be disappointed if they didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta give them that.
They know I'm stuck on a haddock trip, and they're going, you know, sending me a text. Yeah, we got one. Yeah, we got another one. You know, we got another one.
Hey, we're done. We're going in. You know, we're done. We're going in. Good luck to those bottom fish.
Yeah.
That's cool.
When they talk about a limit, is that a boat limit or per person limit?
It's a boat limit, right? And now the stock is very healthy. The limits fluctuate from one to three a day. For the simple reason we want to prolong the fishery as long as possible. We have a finite quota. It's different than what you deal with here in California for these Pacific bluefin. We have a finite quota for the year. If we allowed it three a day once the fish showed up and the fishing got hot and heavy, we'd be all out of quota by August. It's happened in the past.
Yeah, we'd haul the boat out of August.
So they kind of open it up at three a day, right? And then when the fish show up and all the boats start catching, they'll slow it down to one a day, and then even
just
on top of that, they might
close
it a few days off.
Oh, okay.
And again, the whole idea is because we made that the fish will physically be swimming around till Thanksgiving.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if we catch our quota, and it's happened in the past where we didn't manage our quota well, all of a sudden it's the first week of August, and we've got no quota left for the year.
Sure.
Now, we could still go out and catch and release fish.
And tag them, yeah.
Right.
We could do that.
But obviously, if you want to make money catching fish, you want to kind of prolong the fishery, and it helps keep the prices.
It keeps the price accurate.
Exactly.
I mean,
you don't flood the market.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
When they do days off, are days off like a set? Like you can't fish on Wednesday, or if you bring a fish in on Thursday, you can't bring one on Friday?
Well,
like,
this year, it's Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday are off days.
Okay. And the only way around that now is if you buy another boat with a harpoon permit.
Gotcha.
And then you get to double dip in both permit categories, which is something I frown upon.
Government opens it up so people can do that.
It's a loophole.
It really is.
It's a loophole. Yeah. And if on the one hand, the one side of your mouth, you're talking about conservation.
Right.
On the other side of the mouth, you know, the concept was to give fishermen, dependent on the resource, opportunity.
Right.
But ultimately what has happened is abuse.
Well, you said the word, it's double dipping.
It's double dipping.
Yeah.
Because now you're taking from two quota categories.
Yeah.
Right? And I just think it's in poor taste. Yes, it's legal, but it's in poor taste. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the bottom line is we do have a great healthy fishery in New England because of all the management methods.
That's
realistically
awesome.
June 1st is opening day for tuna in New England.
And here we are.
Yeah, here
so
we are, right?
What do they do? What I feel they do, and you may feel the same way, they open it up at three a day. In June, July, and August, those 3 months have a sub quota of under 277 tons, correct?
Yeah.
So by the middle of August, the quota is almost caught. unless they slow it down to one a day.
Hold it back a little bit. Yeah.
I feel, personally, they should keep it at one a day. But they're doing it for the guys in Maine because that's all they do. They just harpoon.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving them multiple fish in the general category. I feel if you want to catch multiple fish, why don't you just get a harpoon boat?
Yeah, like, right.
That's the story right there.
And you can only enter your boat either the general category or a harpoon
you
category.
You make the call.
Now, they're making the general category harpoon boats. They can catch three now. What's the sense on entering your boat in the harpoon category when you can catch three when the harpoon season is from June, July, and August?
But they're still limited to the same thing the rod and reel guys are. That's what I respect. I don't care how I catch a fish. A dead fish is a dead fish.
Right.
Dead fish. I don't care if you use a stick of dynamite.
Yeah.
It's still, as long as you stop when you've got your
right.
share.
Right. Right.
Does it really matter how a fish dies?
Right.
As long, again, the key is... As long as you
take
stop
share.
When you got the share.
It's just
that's
a means
it, right?
of harvest.
And yeah. Right. It's just, right. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with any type of harvest. And again, it's all about appropriate fishing methods in appropriate areas. And things like that. You know,
right.
as a commercial fisherman, I look at the big picture. I believe commercial fishermen have a place in all fisheries.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well
again,
said.
100%. Not unlimited, not free range.
Right.
You know, nobody's saying that.
Sure.
But appropriate fish. You know, they catch fish that, you know, recreational anglers can't catch. They supply a demand that recreational anglers don't supply.
No doubt.
It's all part of the big picture.
Dave?
Done even-handedly.
Coming from California, we get it. Trust
yeah.
us. Hey, we have a crazy show ahead of us, as you can hear, having Dave Marciano and Paul Hebert in studio. It's really an honor and a pleasure. And as you can hear, we're going to have a great time. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. Haven't even talked about the fact that if you want to see these guys and get your picture, and have all that this evening
down
at Dana Landing. We're actually having the captain's meeting. You get to meet these guys, and it's a free event. You can come down and join us that way, too. Or today, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number here, or you can text us via the app. Rick and I will be looking at all those texts via the app. Make sure that you do leave your contact info, your name and telephone number on the texting, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be right back. More with Dave and Paul when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is a pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, this is crazier, man. This is super crazy. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the number. Or text us via the app. I know Rick and I, we've already got a ton of texts. And just having a great time in here with Dave Marciano and Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna. And like we were talking about earlier, you have the opportunity to actually come down and see these two guys. And,
yeah, the captain's meeting before the Big Tuna Wars trip.
Yeah, and they are the characters that you see.
Yeah, no
literally.
Doubt. Yeah, I mean, you're not putting on a show. You guys don't put on a show for the show. You get the real Dave and the real Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. And good-hearted guys, too.
Well, I just think it's such a fun phenomenon that you guys have both fished your whole life. You fished before the show. You know, you'll fish after the show, whatever it would be. Like, you know, you are, I am sure that neither Paul nor Dave can go down the street without guys recognizing, hey, there's the hard merch, there's Wicked Pizza. You're famous for doing what you've done your whole life, and your dad probably did, and your kids are going to do, you know, like it's such a unique phenomenon that every household knows the merch. Every household knows Dave and Paul, but it's for doing what you've done, what you've always done.
We are very blessed to be in the position we're in. We take nothing for granted, especially Dave and I. We take nothing for granted.
That's awesome. Well, the phones are packed. I know everybody's very excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we jump into it, Corey?
Yeah, let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Tom. Tom from San Diego. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for getting started.
How are you guys doing today?
Good day.
Great. Good morning, Tom.
Good, good. Yeah, anyhow, I just want to, first of all, go back about, four or five years when we took out the 100,000th kid. I think now they're up to 145,000, Mike was saying the other day. Anyhow, we took out the 100,000th kid. The mayor was there. He had a proclamation. It was a big deal. They had Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife were there giving kids little certs. We had some 13 to 14-year-old girls from San Ysidro, and they were kind of like, oh, my God, what are we doing here? Well, we finally got one to catch a fish. They were all down below in the galley kind of being cool. Another came up, and then finally we had them all up on board catching fish. So I just want to say you guys are so great in coming out here to spark this, and love seeing you, hearing stories about Wicked Pizza and all that. It's a great time.
Well said, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Great phone call. Appreciate that very much.
Definitely, for sure. You want to jump back into this?
You got it,
Corey. Mike. Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you. Good morning. I love the show, and I've been a follower since it started. 2 days ago, we lost a leader and mentor in our local fishing community. Rollo Hewitt from Torrance was 90 years young and always listened to Let's Talk Hookup. He was ready to pick up his phone and talk about sea bass, tuna, calico bass, or lobster fishing at any time. He would spend hours in his garage tuning up his fishing gear, so he was always ready to go. His son, Jeff, and his grandson, Nick, following the waterman tradition. Rollo always had a boat and took kids fishing and camping. Jeff called me yesterday and said that he asked his dad for a sign after he'd passed away. A strange thing happened a couple hours later. One of our friends was fishing in the Santa Monica Bay and hooked and landed a 172-pound bluefin. It was the first local bluefin I've heard, and I just want to say thank you to the community for everything you you give us, and I want to say thank you to the Hewitt family. So hope everybody has a good day. Thank you.
Well, that's very nice, Mike. Well said, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Sounds like a great guy and a good fisherman, and sounds like he carried that tradition on to his boys. So very well said, buddy. Sorry for your loss, and that's really nice.
It's a nice bluefin, too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah. Well, hey, we had a great text come through. This one, good morning, gentlemen. It's Ryan from Irvine. The question is for both captains. What is something that you guys find surprising or interesting in the methods or techniques that catch bluefin that differ from West Coast to the East Coast? You guys both done tuna wars for quite a few years, quite a bit of time on the RP for Dave. Like, what are some of the things that have differed in methods of catch for those bluefins?
Well, for me, the biggest change is the gear you guys use out here. You know, people often compare fish sizes, right? But, the way we do things out there with those, you know, the big 130s and the 80s, the rod stays in a holder. You know, that's a totally different experience, and we do that because it's effective. You know, there used to be a lot of boats that fought fish out of chairs and all that, right? The big sport boats. That used to be the whole fleet out there. But they all got rid of those chairs because those chairs could cost $20,000 a pop because they saw commercial fishermen catching fish more effectively, leaving the damn rod in the holder.
Sure.
Right? So that's how that fishery evolved. Now, coming out here and doing this,
coming out here, leave it to Paul, right?
There's always that one guy.
That was coming, good.
I know. Coming out here, you know, to do this bluefin fishing with this lighter gear, you know, catching these 50-pound fish on a 20-pound tippet, that's not an easy feat.
No, sir.
You know what I mean? So there's no shame in fish sizes, and I would even say it involves a lot more skill here when it comes to actually landing the fish, especially now you add in the party boat scenario, whether you're anchored or drifting, right? You know, at least the way we're doing it, we got one rod. We may have two fish on tops on a good day, right? And you've got two anglers, and we can move the boat. Right?
Sure.
You know, here you're anchored up or drifting, and you get a streamer, and, you know, let's face it, that's one thing that's unique amongst the species. For whatever reason, every now and then you get one that goes long.
Yeah.
Right?
High and far.
And you're not going to stop it. Right? At least we can follow it with the boat. When that happens up here, I'm sure you guys all out here have seen those fish where somebody gets spooled. Right? And there's... You can use a bigger reel, but trust me, you can go up to a 130. And if you get a fish that's going to do that, a 130 don't hold enough line.
It's not going to stop.
We followed them for miles, especially those big fish. You know, when I say followed it, that means we just keep running the line. We've had them go, I've seen them go 3 or 4 miles before we actually slow down, stop driving the boat, and now we're actually fighting the
fish. You're not gaining on him. You're just walking with him.
You're just
dog on a leash.
You're just trying to keep line on the reel until he slows down.
Crazy.
And then you start
for miles.
Yeah. Right, and that's where that's why we call him Screamer.
Yeah.
Right? And, hey, it's a Screamer, right? Jay's favorite term. And, again, it's not every fish. It's just for whatever reason, for whatever it is, you get that one once in a while that just decides to scream.
How cool.
Right? Now, and you get the same thing out here with these little ones,
sure.
That little tackle.
You get the one.
You know, I've been spooled myself out.
Yeah.
Because bluefin do have such crazy teeth. What I mean, are you using heavier leaders like we do here?
We use heavy gear. We use like 180.
On the leader end.
Yeah.
150, 180. 150 is, you know, the shyest we go. And, you know, look, for those fish that you see us catch 200-300 pounds, that's more than adequate.
Honestly,
but what happens is you put that shy stuff out, just like here.
Sure.
You put the shy stuff out, and then you hook that once-in-a-lifetime fish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, there's no way around it. That is going to go one of two ways. Either you're going to get them, or you're not. There's no halfway.
There's very little in between. I've always been surprised. I thought, like, relative to size, I always thought you were, you know, the leader size and the hook size were smaller than one would have guessed. You know, I mean, when we have fish that are in excess of 100 pounds, we're trying to fish, you know, we're trying to fish 100-pound tackle. Maybe even, you know, if you can get away with it, 150-pound tackle. You're using gear that's not much heavier than that to take a fish that might be 600 or 700 or 800 pounds. Like, I was always surprised that even your heaviest gear is not much more than a couple hundred-pound test for leader. Your hook size is relatively smaller. Like, what's the average hook size in a rigged bait that you guys are fishing?
Like, I use sevens and eights.
Yeah.
You know, high size seven and eight.
Which wouldn't be uncommon for a fish.
But they're a heavy-duty hook.
Sure.
They're, you know, a little, the wires a very thick
heavy gauge.
Right.
That's
and,
cool.
And, you know, at least speaking for myself, it's, you know, the hook size is all relative to the leader size mm-hmm. and the bait size that I'm using. You know, again, I see very similar traits here, right? And then, you know, sometimes here, it's the guy that's using when the fish ain't biting,
sure.
but you know they're there. And you got, you know, I was dumbfounded the first couple times I seen, you know, you see that one guy who's getting a bite when nobody else is. And you go over and talk to him, and you see he's using a number one hook,
yeah.
not a one hook. You know, it's, you know, it blew my mind.
Smallest difference.
To catch a 50-pound bluefin, but he's using a number one hook. You know, back home, we'd put a salmon egg on that hook and catch a trout with it.
True.
Right? That's how small yeah, the hook was.
Sure.
And he's like, well, look, you know, I got a 15-pound fluoro leader. I got a number one hook, and he's the only guy in the boat getting bit.
Super light.
We, you know, we do the same type of stuff for our bluefin.
Sure.
Sure, the base tackle with that 200-pound main line can handle anything. But the question is, what leader did you tie onto
uh-huh.
it? Right? That's where you've seen us all go. All of a sudden, we get a fish that we're pulling on for 5 hours or 6 hours. Ultimately, that happens. You know, we got the shy gear out because we're seeing
sure.
fish. We can't get a bite. So you put the little, you put an 8 or 9-0 live bait Yamagatsu hook on there with no ring, and it's not a circle hook, right? And you put in that tiny little hook in a 130 or 150 leader, and yes, you finally get a bite, but now you're going to land it.
Yeah.
And with the fish that we're talking, it can go 5 or 6 hours.
Does that affect the price when you've got a fish
no,
on the long?
No. Look, there's two schools of thought, right? Now, I don't have a history of burned fish, whether it's before or after the show. I've always, and a lot of guys say, I go easy on the fish.
I do the okay? same thing.
But that's how you don't burn them?
Cool them off.
Exactly.
They cool off.
Now, my theory is, though, is sure, you can beat up the fish if you hook it on the heavy gear, but if you don't cool it down afterwards.
Right.
If you just kill that fish after you heat it up.
Like, just bring it on the boat
right.
while still.
Like, we never do that.
Well, even tail rope it right. real quick. If you catch a fish in 10 minutes, that fish is still green.
Right. Yes.
There's no way he's going to die in 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
No, that fish will burn.
Oh, it'll burn.
Tail rope to the side of the boat. He'll beat your boat till he dies.
I got you.
And that's where they burn.
Right.
They're
all muscle, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like
yeah.
you when you go running, right? You know, you heat up. You gotta have a walk down. You gotta have a cool down.
When you go
right?
for a jog,
and that's part of the stuff like you won't ever see on the show because it's National Geographic.
They don't have the time.
Right, we're
sure.
with a,
sure,
with a
you can't
TV
tell that
show.
Part of the story.
You're gonna see the exciting moments.
Yeah.
Right.
It's boring TV to explain what I'm doing for 45 minutes. With a fish,
but right. It's cool for a fisherman to hear, right? I mean,
I dig it. Yeah,
we get those. Why don't you show this? Why don't you show that?
Well,
comments all the time. Now remember, the show is successful because it's not a fishing show, guys.
Right,
remember
exactly.
that.
Yeah.
So that goes for the critics too. What you know, you're doing it wrong. Look, the show wouldn't be Nat Geo's number one show. In 151 countries,
11
right?
years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Language. It was just a fishing show.
You're right about that.
Remember, the show caters to a lot of people. Remember, us guys like us and you guys who listen, who actually get to go fishing, we're a very small, very fortunate percent of the population in this country that are actually, all of us are fortunate enough to be able to get on a boat and go fishing and do what we do. The show isn't for all of us,
right?
The show is for all the people, all the dreamers who can't even imagine doing what sometimes all of us take for granted.
Sure.
Right.
And that's all you guys out there listening, right? Not everybody lives on the coast in this country. Not the entire population of the world has access to fisheries and opportunities to fish that we do here.
That was my thought process doing this charity event. Just what Dave was mentioning, a lot of people don't have, like, the money to take their kids fishing. That's what I wanted to do.
That's really cool.
I wanted, that's how this came about.
Yeah.
I was like, because I have a special needs daughter, and from Maui Jim said, you know, that's what they do. They take out, you know, some special needs kids. I go, there's got to be a way to do this. That's what struck me about doing this right
That's
now.
The reason you're here.
That's the reason right here, to get people that are less fortunate to be able to take their kids fishing.
That's awesome.
So we're going to raise the money.
That's right.
So you can take your kids fishing.
And by mentioning that,
experience marine life.
But by mentioning that, people can come down today, like we've already mentioned a couple of times, to the captain's meeting down at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Food, there's live auction.
There's a live auction. We'll be there. Take pictures.
Yeah, this is for all you guys with the means, you lucky ones.
Yeah.
You come on down, and we're going to turn you upside down and shake some nickels out of your pocket.
There it is.
Remember, it's for the kids.
It is.
Very well said, Dave.
Fishing tournament that we're doing down here, Tuna Wars, everybody gets really excited like I do when you're hooked up to a fish, when you're fighting a fish, when you see them jumping. You know, I know we've had issues, you know, prior years, like people yelling on the rail, get the hell out of the way. You know, you got to be considerate to everybody on the boat. It's a team. You know what I mean? It is. It happens. I want everyone to remember we're a team, and this is for the kids. They're the winners.
What the listeners can't see is Dave pointing at you, saying you're the one that needs to hear that.
I don't really fish when I'm out there.
Paul doesn't yell.
Listen, we're having such a great time in the studio. We're going to be right back, more with Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano when we return on Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. It's Let's Talk Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook-Up. I got you, Rick. I got you.
I know you do. I know you do.
Yeah. Hey, this is a crazy show. A lot of fun. And, man, you want to join us? There's one open line, actually. I can't believe it. But it's 213-432-1090. You get to talk to Paul Hebert or Dave Marciano, the guys from Wicked Tuna. And get to see them tonight if you come down to Dana Landing from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. A little captain's reception, a good time. And I think there's a raffle, definitely a live auction, good times. But, again, join us today on air, 213-432-1090, one open line.
That's it, man. We're having a great time talking fishing. We just want to talk to you, man. Get in on the fun and come join us. Want to start this one off with a great text that came from Gary from Del Zura. And he wanted to ask both the boys, do you guys catch your own bait? Can you purchase bait before you go like we do here on the West Coast? And what would you say is the very best live bait that you could put down for a giant tuna?
That's good.
We actually, when we do charters,
Paul will hear the debate question. He's a master at it.
When we take charters out tuna fishing, they're catching bait all day long. That they're bending the rod all day.
Keeping busy, having fun.
All day long. And the best bait I found was either the herring or the squid. I myself like squid because it's got tentacles.
Can you catch both of those on the grounds where you're catching your fish at?
Whatever. Going back to basics, years ago, my dad always told me, you always match the hatch. Wherever you fish, there's different bait on the bottom. Whatever's there, wherever you're anchored, that's what you use, put on the hook. Match the hatch.
That's good info.
And it can be any size. I mean, I've caught them on little spike whiting. Sometimes you can only catch whiting. That's what you put on the hook.
And then what about the last part? You know, obviously, we are so blessed with the live bait fishery that we have here. I mean, we have the Everingham Brothers Bait Company, the very best in the world at catching bait. They always have it. It's never a question. We don't wake up on Tuesday and wonder if we're going to have bait for Wednesday. At midnight on a Sunday in December, you can drive to that bait receiver and there'll be an unlimited amount of live bait waiting for you. Is there an opportunity to get live bait like that where you guys fish?
No. Not anything like you have out here. Now, remind you, we don't chum with live bait like you do, except for the fact that because we can jig bait all day.
Right.
And it's something, it wasn't until coming out here experiencing West Coast fishing. If we have an abundance of bait, you know, some days we can get bait all day long and it's easy to come by.
Mm-hmm.
We literally set up on the schools of bait. Very rarely are we marking tuna when we stop the boat and put the lines out, but we will stop on bait and wait. You know, the bait is tuna food.
Yeah.
Set up on the bait, Mother Nature will take care of the rest, right?
You're never too far from
the grocery store. So we can jig bait while we're waiting for the tuna to come through, because you can bet when the tuna come through, we know what's happening, because all of a sudden the bait will vanish, poof, and you know something's about to go down.
That's right? Cool.
Because the tunas are pushing the bait. So that being said, you know, one of the things I've tried, once we start marking, I'll shovel over.
Sprinkle a little
bit. A dozen.
Yeah.
You know, again, we're talking big bait. We don't have the volume like you do, right, where we have a whole big tank full. We've got a 55-gallon barrel. Or, you know, it varies from boat to boat, but figure we got one barrel, right? So we don't have an endless supply to shovel. But definitely, because I've seen the way it's done out here, you know, we're marking. Boom, the bait vanishes. We got tunas on the screen. I'll go in my bait barrel and release a quick half dozen.
Yeah.
And often that'll trigger a bite.
Just get them activated.
Just like it does here.
That's cool.
It's definitely a trick that I've picked up and applied out there. But we are fortunate to be able to kind of jig up something for bait all day long, for the most part.
There's been times where we can't get live bait. like how many times we've been out there.
Right, sure. Right.
I can't catch a bait. Yeah. So we'll save a few baits from the day before and put it on ice. And we will rig those up to look like live bait.
So you're rigging them whole, and do you chunk it all, or is that?
Well, at times we do.
Time to time, you know. Right.
Chunking is a whole different style of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen us chunk periodically on the show. That can only be done, it all depends on how dirty fishing is, we call it, right? If there's, chum is going to attract predators. And yes, bluefin tuna is a predator. How many sharks are around?
Sure.
If there's a lot of sharks around, your chum is going to bring sharks. If there's dogfish, bluefish, stripers around, chum is equally effective for all those other species.
Yep.
So it's not like you can just chum every single day, every single time. But there's definitely times when chum, you know, those are the easiest fish to catch. When you get a fish that's chum-dumb and you've shoveled over, you know, 100 pounds of chum and that fish has walked right up to the back of the boat, you know, that fish is just gorging, right?
So you can feed him the heaviest tackle.
Right, right. That's it. You can use a heavy leader and a big hook, and you're going to get bit. And it's usually a big fish when they're chum-dumb like that.
They roll.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's a great way to fish because you know the bite's coming.
Yeah, but if it's not clean, clean fishing, you can't do it.
Right, exactly. So a lot of times, and especially the way the shark populations are exploding, I don't care what the common knowledge is or the common sciences that we hear, shark populations are increasing, and they're increasing dramatically, as they should. They were overfished 40 years ago, you know, and we've been rebuilding those shark populations for almost four decades now.
Right. Yeah.
So, of course, the shark populations are coming back. That's what's supposed to happen.
Right.
The trade-off is, if you're trying to catch bluefin tuna, keeping a hook in the water. So some days we're just lucky to be able to hang out one or two liveies, wait for the tuna to come by, and hopefully not hook a shark instead of a tuna, right? That's the game we play.
Yeah,
that's
good
awesome.
Stuff for
that's
sure,
great, man.
That's
so cool.
And we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. More with Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna when we return on Let's Hook Up App, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly. safely.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.